Here we can see a comparison of sleeper agent Swiss Mr. Hoover 1 and sleeper agent Swiss Mr. Hoover 2, who changed their names into Hoover. So when in 1923 the Swiss started to finance Adolf Hitler in Zurich by their agent from Octagon, General Ulrich Wille, they activated all their sleeper agents for the motherland, Switzerland. 1 year later, Swiss Mr. Hoover I became the director of the FBI for the next 50 years, or half a century, from 1924 until 1972, who took care of all the Hitler sightings in Argentina at the Colonia Suiza after the war and had them disappear from public at some federal bureau without investigation. And he had the best US president, JFK'd. 5 years later, the other Swiss Mr. Hoover, too, got US president, enabling the biggest robbery in 1929 to get the money into the motherland, Switzerland. So, by then, there were two Swiss Hoovers at the mightiest key positions together with Swiss General Eisenhower, setting in place the course of World War II. Just watch in Google, list of Swiss Americans and Swiss American. Look how the Hoovers look alike, certainly being of the same breed from Octagon of the Alps. The same nose, same facial expression, same brachycephalic skull form, etc. And as all charming things come in three, there was a third Swiss Mr. Hoover, Albert Friedrich Armin Hoover, whose mother knew Mussolini when Mussolini was in Bern, Switzerland. Yes, they all were in Switzerland, weren't they now? So here you can read about the third Mr. Hoover. Charming people. And this third Swiss Mr. Hoover became one of the Swiss Nazi bankers for the Islamofascism related to the Palestinian SS mass murderer Amin al-Husseini, who was a personal friend of Adolf Hitler and spiritual father of Yasser Arafat, and responsible for the murder on hundreds of thousands of Serbs, Gypsies and Jews by the Muslim Hanjar SS division, who were doing the holy war jihad in the name of Hitler in Europe, in the Balkans. You can read it yourself. Just punch pause about the Swiss involvement in wars and stirring up people against each other. What a charming people, eh? And here you can read it in German. It's only in German in Wikipedia for the ones who are able to read German. Just punch. Pause! So these are the type of people Swiss Mr. Hoover number 3 liked, and therefore even converted to Islam, getting the name of Ahmed Abdallah Ramadan al-Swissri. Sounds like Swissy, doesn't it? Or just Ahmed Hoover. This was an extremely dangerous man who just converted to Islam for good Swiss business and his own personal fascist Swiss hatred towards humanity. I've told you, the Swiss Octagon are the real puppet masters and great eminence behind the screens. And the entire Swiss population fosters these extreme right-wing Nazi fascist ideologies and will give it their full support. So this here is out of a website, and he was part of a Swiss Nazi organization. I'll show it to you here. These are some members who. So this is called the Avalon Gemeinschaft, Avalon community. A very scary thing where Swiss Nazis collaborate together with fascist Muslims. I don't say all Muslims are fascist, by the way. There are quite a few good Muslims as well. So, this is Avalon. It's just around the corner. It's just a few kilometers from here where I am. And I had to deal with these extremely dangerous people who walk in and out of the Swiss Parliament. Now, I fully understand why in 2002, six Nazis forced themselves into our house in Hindelbank, and why the sixth Nazi was an Arab. Because Mr. Huber's Islamo-fascist Avalon Gemeinschaft community is just around the corner, a few kilometers away, in Kirchberg, the next village with a letterbox in Efliga. Here you can see it's in Efliga. And we were living just around the corner when this happened. So I wrote this, what happened that day, 12 years ago. I sent thousands of letters to Swiss politicians and Swiss people asking for help. And the only thing what happened is they put me in prison. And they forced me in front of a psychiatrist, Mr. Kurt Kunz, a pal of the Swiss Nazi judge, Mr. Vicari. And they said, well, I'm crazy. You can see here, we were living just a couple of kilometers away from this this Mr. Swiss Huber, a very dangerous guy. And this is the reason for that the sixth man was an Arab. I never understood it until now. But these guys all protected by the entire Swiss population. And when Mr. Huber died, the Huber number 3 in 2008 in Muri, he surely knew Muri's pedophile Ernst Stoller, whom I sent into hospital and saving two children out of his hands that day. Now I fully understand why it was me who got sentenced to 1 year in prison and not the Swiss pedophile. The child molester knew Mr. Huber, the Nazi. Both in Muri and Mr. Swiss Huber 3 must have known the SVP Nazi Judge Jean-Pierre Vicari, who sentenced me to prison and not his pedophile pal. And not even looking at the witness accounts of Tom Warner from New York. I happened to be at the wrong moment at the wrong time. So this is how I got in touch like with these Swiss Nazis. So I sent this to thousands of Swiss. Here, Mr. Tom Warner. So Tom, if you see this, contact me. Tell you, he was there. I recognize him. Ahmed Al-Swisri Huber. He was there when these six men, they came into our house and threatened me. I was with my first son, who was only a few months old at the time, was still a baby. There wasn't absolutely nothing I could do. And so we left the home. We went to France. We escaped for 2 years to France. When I came back, they tortured me. With code O2T, they dragged me in front of a psychiatrist saying that I'm crazy. And they've been threatening me ever since and tell me to shut up. But I won't shut up. I've got YouTube now. This was the man. He was one of the six men together with one Arab. And I understand it all now. Why me and my family, we all had to suffer. This is Switzerland, and they all get backed up by the entire Swiss population, I tell you. It's not only the Swiss People's Party, it is the entire Swiss population. They're all a bunch of Nazis, I tell you. You hear me, Swissies? It's not Al-Swissri, it's Al-Swissi, eh? I won't forget it. This is how things get done in silent, invisible ways in Nazi Switzerland. And this is why it needs the NSA to shine light in this darkness and the highly criminal Swiss banks, to which the traitor Snowden was assigned to do in Geneva. Switzerland and their Templar Octagon organization are the brain behind Nazism, fascism and World War II, who stir up world peace and set up peoples, races, religions and ideologies up against each other to gain an easy buck on the expense of others. Send in the US cavalry, now, and this time without any Hubers. The motherland of the two Hubers, or Hoovers, that betrayed the American people, killed US presidents, robbed the American people blind, put them in a war, robbed them with the Bank of International Settlements and the Federal Reserve, and had fire over the world. This is the motherland of the Templars, Octagon, the base of all evil. Stand up, Americans, and open your eyes. I'll be with you. It's time to stand up. I give you all the proofs and all the facts, so now do it.